So if we could begin with you introducing yourself and just positioning yourself in the symposium and what you've been up to.
Thank you, Sally, for this opportunity. I am Leda Stanishko, Assistant Professor of Strategy and Organizational Theory in the Bissett School of Business.
You've just wrapped up a presentation with a fairly large group of students, and I wanted to ask you, now that that's in your rearview mirror, how is it sitting with you?
I am so encouraged. I'm trying to find the word to describe this feeling of elation that I have. I had five students co-presenting, not only on the work that we are doing in the Scholarship of Teaching and Learning, formal research, but also on their experience as my research partners. And hearing them talk about what they've gone through in the last year and a half and how today's experience caps some of those adventures and growth and how they feel, I feel like a rock star because I'm working with them.
You did a debrief with them, which is an important part of the process. Mm-hmm. As you sat, and I saw you all sitting together in the round, you know, you took some soft seats and just kind of worked through what you'd just done. Mm-hmm. Was there any particular story or insight shared that that you'll remember for a long time?
Yes. Edie, she's in her last semester. She's graduating soon. And she's very nervous. She just speaking in groups, and especially in front of a group of 40 or 50 people we had attending our session. That was very scary. She said she felt really supported. It really felt that we were amongst friends, not only because I had a larger team supporting each other, but because she was there for the reception last night for the banquet, and she heard some of the philosophy of the Scholarship of Teaching and Learning. She felt valued as a student. And she said in the moments when she was feeling nervous, she kept trying to remember, everybody's here vouching for her success. And so that is a mindset that can help us overcome that barrier or you know, maybe imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. We all have it. And then to just remember, everyone here wants me to succeed. And for me to see her feeling that way leaves me just like, okay, my work is done. This is it.
I love it. I'll conclude with a question. It's a little bit of a right turn, but you are a leadership scholar. And last night's keynote by Sarah Bunnell was really about the relationship between subtle values and requirements and how those map onto leadership values. And I wondered, because this is an area that you spend a lot of time in, how that, you know, what were you most struck by in the messaging from that keynote?
So much of it. I appreciated so much making that connection between subtle values and then leadership, particularly academic leadership, which is something I'm very interested in. But then the comment about, is the soil. To me, that was very powerful, because to foster leadership skill and leader development, I think we have to set the conditions that are appropriate for folks to have their own journey, whatever that looks like. So for me in the classroom, it means psychological safety. We're all here to learn, and we're all here to teach, and we are already bringing so much to the classroom and to the experience. And then to have that as a value and as a foundation for academic leadership development or leadership development among any other kind of group, to me, that was a very powerful. I will never forget. It's not just the water and the sun. It's the soil.
The foundation.
The foundation.
That needs an awful lot of caring and attention and tending.
Yes, yes. And I see that as my role, to set the foundation and the structures so that the learning is as powerful and comfortable as we can make it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.